Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gotta be delicate with those calves.
Juwan Jennings! Who the F?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, a little house cleaning, apparently. Got to be done. Okay, what does this mean? The Tulane game, they were favored by, I don't know, 6.5 right. or 7.5.
All right.
And my guy said, I bet a teaser. I'm in New Orleans. Tulane minus one under 54. So what is that? What did he do?
So a teaser, it gives you different odds. So let's just say a natural spread for the Niner Tampa Bay game is Bucks minus two. So the teaser and Dibs and a lot of our friends here do it. You might could get that at Bucks plus five, but the odds change, something like that. So that's what he was saying. The under 50, because you got to make two plays, a parlay. That'd be two plays.
On a teaser?
Yeah, so he got better odds than obviously we did, because we got it at 6.5 and 7.5. He got it at, what did you say, minus two or plus two?
Minus one.
Oh, my gosh.
But it had to be under.
But the score total had to be under 54.
Which it was.
So he hit. Wow. Hit rocks.
I got to understand
and
betting
Dibs
better.
Took the Giants. Dude's on fire.
Did he?
Just say congrats. He's on fire.
So I just got a text from a guy
wanting to know what's in a damn Long Island iced tea.
He says, you're a liar. You're a liar that I've had Hennessy. And I'm like, I've never had Hennessy.
Yeah, because you got a black friend, Dana. I'm
and
sure.
And he said,
you also usually forget.
Now,
when you drink Hennessy.
Not me, everybody.
No.
Anyway, he said, 9 years ago, I went to his bar and had a bunch of Long Island iced teas.
Oh, boy.
And he said, I made them with Hennessy.
So you have had it.
So Hennessy's in a Long Island iced tea?
You can put whatever you want.
Everything's in a Long Island iced tea.
Thank you, Carter. That's the Yum Buck. So you did have
it. All right. But I couldn't tell you what it tastes like. All right.
Yeah.
That clear
get one today just to see.
No chance.
Just say, I want a Long Island, Todd. We'd be, boy, you'd need an Uber. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't want to talk more about that. All right.
And there will be goo acting today. Alnetta Harrison asked what we're doing that in the 1 o'clock hour.
Do we know the scene?
Yeah.
We're going to get, what's his name to do it?
No, Evan took over. He's directing
Sternberg.
This one. Yeah.
He's
been acting different today than the Hegan got to him, remember I tell you.
Yeah, I know. I know. We had Sean King on yesterday. Good interview. And we were asking him about Purdy and asking him about Mac Jones. And the funny thing is when listen to what he said when I said, what do you think about the situation? And he went to another area completely.
In order to understand what's going on now, you have to look at how did we get here? And to me, this magnifies the one massive mistake that John Lynch has made as GM of the Niners. They could have sat tight and selected Mac Jones, who to me is a perfect fit for Kyle Shanahan's system, and maintained the first-round assets they gave up to move up to draft Trey Lance, which ultimately didn't work out. And so you have to go back to that right. initial decision to get to where we're at now.
Okay. How much does that matter right now is what I'm wondering. You know, that they gave up a couple picks to go get Trey Lance. It didn't work out. They stumbled on Purdy. Now they don't have those, you know, they didn't get to utilize those two picks.
But Purdy's quarterbacked him to a Super Bowl.
But what does that have to do with
nothing? I would say nothing. Unless Brock Purdy, if you want to have that conversation, Sean, and it's in the folder or the file, you do that when Brock Purdy flames out. But right now, Brock Purdy, you know, has been your deodorant, your cologne, your Dracar, you know, your cologne on the mistake that was Trey Lance.
Yeah,
but I do imagine Mac here from the gate. Would that be his contract Purdy sitting with?
I mean,
come on, just think about it, man. Kyle's that dude on offense, man. He did it to Jimmy. He did it to Brock. And again, it's three, about to be four games with Mac Jones.
Listen, if they would have drafted Mac Jones, he wouldn't be here now. Kyle would have cycled through him because he's had favorites before and he gets sick of them. Witness Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, Jimmy was here for a minute, Stoney.
How long? Three or four years?
I mean, it wasn't a cup of coffee.
First of all, they kept him on the roster when he didn't want to be here.
Remember that? Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, you know, with the Mac Jones Purdy thing, I think what he might have been saying is, you know, Purdy wasn't supposed to be the franchise quarterback. He is. But does that mean he's got less pull as a franchise quarterback? But I wouldn't think that's the case, though, either. Mm.
And I think you asked him who he thought was the better quarterback, and he cited Brock and his escapability as being the deciding factor. But we do know this, Donnie, if you're into it, from a mechanical standpoint, I know the ball comes out of Mac. He got a stronger arm.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people think that. Yeah, this is Sean King on, but who do you go with?
Now, if you ask me, is Mac Jones better than Brock Purdy, I would say in certain ways, yes, but not for the 49ers from a ceiling standpoint because of his immobility. Mac Jones would have been a perfect fit when the 49ers were the team they were 2 years ago. When Christian McCaffrey was super healthy, when Brandon Ayuk was playing for a contract, when Deebo Samuel was the Swiss Army knife, when George Kittle was healthy, and that offensive line 2 years younger, and the defense had all the names that carried them to the Super Bowl, Mac Jones would have been a perfect fit. But for this current team that's banged up, that's injured, Purdy gives them a higher ceiling because of his athleticism.
It sounds to me like Sean King is worried about Mac Jones in the pass rush. If their offensive line isn't blocking right, that Mac Jones is going to have trouble staying upright.
Well, it's going to be crazy coming from me now because he's hurt, Mac Jones, that is, Stoudy, but I don't have him as a statue. You know, like, you know, somebody compared him to Matt Ryan. I forget what show it was on the station here, and I'm like, okay, Matt Ryan was obviously better, but Matt, you know, dropped back and got rid of the ball. So I'm just saying, if the offensive line is to improve its pass blocking, and that can't happen, then the thing that you give Brock Purdy and, you know, the lead on doesn't actually come into play if Mac has time to just drop back and get rid of it.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. One thing I was wondering about, and I read this morning, obviously the 49ers are going down there without Bosa and without Mac Jones, without Brock Purdy, probably without Pearsall. But the Buccaneers are going to be without Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, and Bucky Irving. And my question to 49er fans is, do you look at this now? We should win this game. We should win this game. Our defense has been playing terrific. Their offense is banged up. We found a little something maybe with Mac Jones. We have every right to go down there and like, what's the spread on this game? Do you know offhand?
I think Tampa -2. Last time I looked at 1.5. Oh, 3.5. Is that Tampa minus 3.5? Man.
Yeah, I mean, this is a game where they could get, because the other team's banged up just as much as them.
Now, Stoney, I would fight you on terrific. It's been great. Guys are growing. They're young. But Matt Stafford, let's be honest, man, they tricked that game away at the end. So, you know, I don't know what version of the Niner defense we're going to see this Sunday, but if Baker has time, I have no doubt that they could put up points. We saw Arizona trick it off, getting first downs. Jacksonville did. So I'm a little nervous to see, just from a Niner defensive standpoint, how the running game is going to be for them and how this Niner defense, which has been able – this is why I tipped the cap to them, the Niners defense. They've met the moment damn near every time except the Jacksonville game. Jacksonville got that first down and closed the game out to the tight end on a little rollout pass. So I'm telling you, Steiny, I watched that Ram game again, and they left points on the – I mean, you wouldn't deny that. So I don't know what to expect, but another close game, and the Niners showing the ability to do what they didn't do last year, but what they're doing through five games, and that's make a play when it counts.
Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Good talking with you again. Thanks for the call. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
You know, regarding the conversation that you guys were just having, you know, if let's say they were going off the Sean King situation also, you know, going off of if they had taken Mac Jones from the beginning and keeping those picks, you know, even though Kyle Shanahan would probably not have taken them anyway, we could have used those picks on offensive line. But we could have also even used those towards defensive line. So, and Steiny, I see what you're saying about, like, he cycles through quarterbacks, but we don't know exactly what would have happened if Mac Jones was taken at the beginning. You know, he could have honestly been that guy that ended up being the franchise quarterback. I do think that this is one of Shanahan's, if not the most detrimental decisions he made as a head coach. But I also put it on John Lynch at that point. But, you know, using those picks, we could have used those picks to buff up the offensive line, buff up the defense, and we could have been in a much different spot. So I do think that, you know, it could have been a different situation. But, you know, at the same time, Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant. He was the last pick in the draft. We still could have gotten Brock Purdy, you know, in that
case.
That's
true.
And, again, just hypothetically.
That's true.
So we still could have had all of it all together. So that's all I wanted to get across, guys. And Steiny, anytime you want to go to Disneyland, I'll take you with me anytime, because I would love to see how you would actually enjoy Disneyland just as a regular human being, man.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Yeah,
wow.
Who doesn't enjoy Disneyland? Isn't it the happiest place on earth?
49er Frank and his family and his girls and his wife Patricia, they go as adults.
I know. You know what? I don't make a judgment on that anymore.
But you know it's out there.
Yeah, I know. I know a lot of people that
why
go
is that?
Adults.
What you think is out there about adults that enjoy?
I don't have a problem with it anymore. To each his own.
You had one though in the past.
Like years back, and then I was like, get off it, Steiny. Who cares?
I
and
just
part of the
like,
reasons because
like
my daughter's
man.
Now an adult and she goes.
Okay, well there it is.
So if it's okay for her, it's okay for me.
Now we always talk about Wiseman, who wasn't available, and Anthony Edwards was gone when they picked. I got to give Kyle the benefit of the doubt. We hear all the stuff with, who was it, Steiny? Schefter, Peter King, and it looked like the Niners were going to draft Mac Jones. But I'm asking you point blank range right now on a payday Friday. Don't you think if Kyle really wanted to draft, if that were his guy, his ass would have came to the Niners?
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that Kyle Shanahan has the last say, and he's going to say he got talked out of Mac Jones. It just doesn't it doesn't align with who he is.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So
but imagine
he picked Lance, they got out of it, they got Jones, they got Purdy, they're sitting here where they are now.
But you wasted the picks with Lance. That's what Mike was saying, you know.
Yeah,
it was an expensive mistake.
But that's you know, the difference between the Niners and the Warriors is the Niners just lost those picks. The Warriors had those picks and blew it. They blew it.
Kuminga's still here.
Yeah.
JK.
Yeah. The so you were talking about this a little. Oh, hold on. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. You know, this was 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago? After two or three games, you were talking about the job that Kyle Shanahan's doing. And now we're five games into the year. And like I just heard Spadoni say, you know, right now he's coach of the year. Okay. We're five games into the season, and yeah, he's off to a great start, and if it continues, this is going to be a terrific coaching job. But then you were saying, what are some of the best coaching jobs ever?
Oh my gosh.
And like, this is where when I started thinking about like the most impressive coaching jobs that I've seen. And this is where, to me, you realize how long the season is and how much he still has to accomplish to make it like an all-timer. So, did you make your list?
Yeah.
All right. So, what's the best coaching job you've ever seen? Well, one of them, you know, I mean, and I can throw this out at 888-957-9570. But I'll.
Okay, you go first.
Okay. And here's the thing. Is it over a whole year? Is it over a stretch?
It's in your gut. What
okay.
you
Don
said,
Don Nelson,
you know,
we believe.
That was mine. All right, go ahead. But that's a runaway. But go ahead, explain. I'll take that off the list.
Well, the Warriors made a trade, and it changed their makeup and personnel. And on the fly, he just did what he went from the gut. And they played a certain brand of small ball, and they went out and they kicked the Mavericks' ass.
Yeah.
And the Mavericks had no answer for the Warriors going small, and the Warriors not only beat them in that series, they kind of handled them. Mm. So, I would put that Don Nelson coaching job up there.
No doubt.
That's just one that sticks out for me.
Now, do you think there's any naysayers that would say, hey, you guys are doing that because it's a heavy award, and it was an incredible season? But, Stoney, I'm asking you, is there any part of you that says, okay, why didn't they get that started earlier?
Because they made a trade.
Yeah.
Well, they had Dunleavy and Murphy, and they traded those guys for Harrington and Steven Jackson, and they got better.
All right.
It's, you know,
kind of like the Jimmy Butler thing.
It took a minute or two, but yeah.
Yeah. All right, this is not number one. This is in my top three. And it's Kyle Shanahan and the Niners 2019, Stoney, after having a 4-12 season, I believe, and then going to the Super Bowl, but being so physical. And I'm not knocking the running back trifecta that they had with Mostert and the rest of the gang and Breida Stani, but they didn't, and they did it with Jimmy Garoppolo, who then was, you know, an average to good quarterback. But that the physicality of that defense that they put together in one offseason, to me, was brilliant. And the worst part about it is I really look at it, Stani, as – they started a dynasty with the Chiefs, neither here nor there. They got to the Super Bowl, but had they capped that off, beating the Chiefs in the Super Bowl when they were up 10 with 6 minutes left, that would have been one of the greatest coaching seasons in the Bay. But they didn't. But the fact that they went from worst to first in regard to, you know, not making the playoffs and getting to the Super Bowl, I'm sorry, man. If you just think about that job and what they had around them, they didn't have a Roger Craig or Earl Campbell. They didn't have a Joe Montana. I mean, they had good players, but damn, Stoney, I just think that was like, that started a run for them that I believe should have culminated in two championships, neither here nor there. But that season to me was, man, how did that happen so fast?
Yeah, I was thinking, when I was thinking football, and I know they had superstars, but to me it was Bill Walsh. Like, those teams were so machine-like, it was unbelievable. And every play had something in it. Like, I, you know, Bill Walsh, I just remember watching the Niners thinking, it was so fun to watch the Niners.
Incredible.
Back in the early 90s, just watching their offense. I remember just watching games thinking, I wonder how many catches is Jerry Rice going to have for how many yards today? Is Roger Craig, can he get 100 and 100 today? I mean, he rushed for 1,000, caught for 1,000. So Bill Walsh to me is earned every genius moniker that he got, just because when you watch the Niners, they looked so much different than any other football team.
No, I love that. And he was the inventor of the West Coast offense. And I got to say this about Bill Walsh, Donnie, and maybe Shasky Bonte and Lubman, anybody, Evan, but man, you brought up Al Davis, or we brought up Al Davis in the crossover. I would like some more cinema on guys like Al and Bill Walsh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, deep dives into him. And I know Al, he was a maverick, fought the league, but what he did for minorities, Donnie, was incredible, man. Like I don't feel like that story, Al Davis and Bills and what he meant to the game and the creativity offensively, gets enough run.
Who, what Al Davis did?
Yeah, well, him, just what he did in the league, giving jobs to minorities, just being a maverick. Like, a lot of people don't know what he did.
Right.
And Bill Walsh, just with what you talked about, just the genius, the creativity, the inventor of the West Coast offense. Like, I guess I'd like some updated cinema or movie-like things about those two gentlemen.
Well,
and I got one more I'm going to throw in. I'm all over now. Bill King.
But if a coach is coaching before film, then...
No, but what he did is still there. Let's go get it and update it and have somebody play Al Davis. Like, you know, have somebody play Bill Walsh. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, like a movie.
Yeah, biopic. Yeah. And I threw Bill King in there, too.
Bill King?
Yeah, the most iconic play-by-play guy.
What does that have to do with the greatest coaching job ever?
I'm just giving you my selection of, it doesn't, I said, of people, biopics I want to see more about. He's in there.
Okay, who's your coach? Did you have one more coach?
Bill Walsh. No, it was just Al Davis, Bill, and Bill, two Bills.
All right, you know who else is on my list?
Let's see. I'm trying to guess. Yeah,
I know.
What did Evan say?
I don't know what Bill King was doing in this conversation, but we move on.
It was about the cinema.
Okay. This coach, this is one of the best coaches I've ever seen. And people think it's a little bit of a gimmick, but it's not. This is one of the Bob Lattiser, De La Salle High School. I know.
Wow. The guy. Because I got one for you.
Let me tell you something about those teams. They were unbelievable.
All right.
They were like a Swiss watch. De La Salle football back in the Lattiser days. It was unbelievable. They were so disciplined. They were so well coached. Never saw anything like it on the high school level.
I saw it
in college, like with Princeton and Pete Carril and John Wooden. But this guy was incredible.
All right.
Covered him for 3 years. Right. I don't think they lost the game. Bob Lattiser. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to go 1990. Was it two or three? 1993, Sonny. And I mean what I'm about to say. I don't know where it – oh, boy, I better be careful here. But the Cal Berkeley men's basketball team doing what they did with Lamont, led by Jason Kidd and Lamont Murray, coached by Bozeman – what they did in the NCAA tournament was something I will never forget, Stoney. And to be honest with you, I don't think he gets enough, or they, or that team, or that season for the Cal Bears get enough love, man. You say what to that?
Like, how far did they end up going?
Well, they beat Duke in the semifinals, but then they got knocked off. So, just, you look at the state of college basketball around here, we could say it's light, but they captivated a lot of people here in the Bay.
Yeah, I remember that game.
The pride that we had for Cal to beat Duke.
It would have been nice if they could have gotten to the Final Four. Wow. You know what I mean? You win two games, but and that's your run?
Well, don't ruin it.
I got to tell you, I didn't have Todd Bozeman on my bingo card.
Well, what about your guy?
They beat Hurley and Grant Hill.
Yeah.
Krzyzewski.
Yeah. No, they pulled an upset in the tournament.
But I didn't have your guy that you just gave love
Bob
to.
Bob Lattiser?
Yeah, I didn't have him on the bingo card.
Well, but Bob Lattiser won like 150 games in a row.
But my point is,
Todd Bozeman knocked off Duke.
Yeah. And had a good season.
I just didn't have Bozeman. A lot of people didn't think he was a good coach.
There's a glaring omission from both of your lists.
Well, there's Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's not going to mention. And I just haven't gotten to him yet. I still have four or five guys on my list.
How is he not in your top three?
Well, I hadn't got to my top one. That was my number one. That was my number one.
He made a couple good calls in the bullpen. That's about it.
He went from the wild card to the Evan. That was my number one.
They should have.
Oh, look at the. That was my number one.
I mean, how could you give it to him when they made it as a wild card team 2 out of 3 years?
That's like, when you give it
like
to him.
Like, win a division, goodness sakes.
Well, he did in team.
Just once.
Yeah.
But I think he did a better job in Texas.
Stop. That dude can manage a bullpen.
All right. You can jump in here to that conversation at 888-957-9570. We'll also get back to a little 49ers. And don't forget, coming up at 12:30, Mike Dunleavy, general manager of the Golden State Warriors, going to join us. That's 12:30. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. So, apparently Booker's bourbon is very good. Our first caller of the day.
Is that the $100 bottle?
I just got a text from Curry, and he said, that's legit.
Curry bourbon. Who?
Steph. Oh, I'm sorry. Derek. My buddy Derek, not Steph. Hey, I'm going to call a little audible here. It's a Friday, and I don't give a rat's behind. This is This is for you all out there. This is, I want to know what you all think. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret here.
Be careful.
So we have Thursday meetings. Our show. We always have a Thursday show meeting. And they're awful, but we do them.
I love them.
And yesterday there were three things on the itinerary. I can't remember the first two. I really can't. No, the summit.
Yeah.
Okay, it's coming up. So I can't remember when. But one of the itinerary items yesterday at our meeting was Jonathan Kuminga.
Right.
And he goes, okay, guys, we've got to talk about Jonathan Kuminga.
Correct.
And I'm like, okay. He goes, what are we going to do? How do we handle Jonathan Kuminga this year?
Facts.
And he's like, we can't get into a pattern of after a game talking first and foremost, Kuminga, if he would have played and he would have gotten more minutes, you know, he's important, but he's a bench, you know, he's a sixth man, let's say. And he's very concerned that some of the shows could just deteriorate into Kuminga.
A tune out.
And it's about the Golden State Warriors.
Yep.
So I was thinking about the game against Portland. If it were a regular season game, where would Kuminga have fit in that game in your mind?
The way that he's like, fit the last four years.
If I said, okay, you got to write a story. What are your five bullet points from the Portland game?
How ineffective he was.
It would be one.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. Like, that's, you can't, that he's part of the team, but we can't ignore.
But five guys stunk.
Oh, I got it. But five guys.
But we're not going to talk about.
Not fighting for their life or possibly on their way out of here. So he, and I got up in the meeting and said as much when he asked what I thought. Like, he's part of it. He doesn't supersede the game and how lethargic you thought they came out, but he is a. How did he play? And I thought it was a preseason game. I thought you were overreacting. I still do. But I can't lie to myself and say he looked like he was engaged. He didn't play well. And I think if you know how to finesse it in talk, it's up to us as professionals to talk about the tap, tap, tap. Tap everything, but not just go down one rabbit hole of him the whole rip. But
I see.
Would have been a story about how ineffective I thought he was against the Blazers.
See, I looked at Kuminga differently in that game. And if it were a regular game and it would have been a game, we talked about the action and what happened in the game. I told Nahegan that I told Evan coming in yesterday, I said to Evan, well, it's a good thing that a lot of guys stunk because now we don't have to single out Kuminga.
Right.
And so I didn't think Kuminga was a big part of that game, and I didn't think he was very good, but I didn't think a lot of guys were very good. So then my feeling is, well, why should we emphasize Kuminga if Pods wasn't very good and if Moody wasn't great? You know what I mean? Like, how do we avoid singling him out, if
because
you will?
And this is just me, Stoddy, I hear you. There's two, I feel like we owe it to the audience. You don't run, duck, and get under the table. And I'm not saying that's what the boss was saying. The bottom line is we got a lot of shows, the station, and time invested in Kuminga. So we got to pay it off to the end. So I feel like there's two scoreboards. And Kuminga's by himself is not more important than what the team and the game does. But we would be lying to the audience if we didn't, or I didn't, just how I feel, touch on the second scoreboard, which is going to be a part of it until this thing comes to a resolution. And hopefully, you know, he might be here the whole year, but you got to talk on how ineffective he was in that game.
All right.
Yeah, that's just me.
Okay, and then
the Friday before, last Friday, we had his agent on.
Yeah,
for a whole hour.
Right, but it's over. He signed a contract, right. And now he's on the team, and he's a sixth man.
But we don't know where it's going, though. His future.
But he's still a sixth man.
Yeah.
So if he's a sixth man and he doesn't play well, it doesn't mean as much as Steph Curry not playing well.
No, right. Well, he's a Golden State Warrior, right.
Right, but, like, how do you, like, he's he's coming off the bench. So I understand the boss's concern for sure. The way I would look at it is the first 5 or 10 games are going to happen, and he's probably not going to play as much as he wants, but I think it's just going to go away in a way.
I got you. Naturally.
Like he's just going to be a guy who, I don't want to emphasize Kuminga if he plays 15 minutes.
Right. I don't ever see that happening.
Well, that's what he played on Wednesday.
Yeah, I got you, but
don't see that.
Hell no. This team is too old for him not to be a part of it or at least be given opportunity. And when I say opportunity, it's not only a month, multiple games before we get to that. Now, hey, and I'm the same guy that was in the line, shocked us all outdoors when he was getting those DMPs.
Right.
I can't forget that. But now I feel like, and you might call me crazy, the slate is clean. This team is older. They need other guys to step up, and it's not just Kuminga. And I feel like from the outset, Stani, we'll see the guy out there 25 to 28 minutes a night and maybe finishing games, and I'm being proactive of that going well.
But
I got you.
There's going to be game. Like, what do we do when he plays 14 minutes in a game?
You don't – like, I get what you're saying. We're not a slave. He does not supersede the outcome of the game, the decisions, the substitutions. And he'll be a blip on the radar. Yeah, I mean, your boy got in 13 minutes. I mean, he doesn't stop the show. And that's what you meant by he's not Steph.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But I don't think we've ever done that. We focus and hone in on there's drama.
No, we focus, like we talked when he was getting DNPs, became the theme of the playoffs. Shouldn't have been, I don't think. Like he was just
a seventh, though.
You know, like when the playoffs come, certain guys just fall out of the rotation. He was a guy who fell out of the rotation. Like,
and it was shocking.
I'm not saying we shouldn't have talked about it, but once he gets a DNP and then another DNP, then he's not really in the rotation. So do we treat him like we treat Will Richard? What's up? I don't know. Let me read something to you. This one to me is, and I'm reading this because I am thinking about this conversation.
And I have no idea what it is.
Right. So Mark Spears of Anscape, which is
our guy,
part of ESPN, he did a story, obviously, on Jonathan Kuminga, and it was extensive. It was a lot of, you know, like a feature story.
All right. Brand new.
Yeah. Right. Listen to this quote from Jonathan Kuminga.
First one we had in a while.
I don't ask Steve Kerr about roles because I know what he's going to tell me, Kuminga said. I don't waste my energy. I choose not to ask because nobody is going to tell me. It's whatever. You just have to find ways to do things when you get out there. Make plays, defend. I don't have a consistent role. I just play a role where I make sure I play defense and run the floor. We got a problem. I'm sorry.
No, you got a divorce coming.
Well, and not for 3 or 4 months.
Wow, that hurt me, but now I got clarity. That's Saran. And this is just after Steve Kerr said they have good communication. They talk during film study, but can you read that one more time for me? I don't know what hits me harder. I don't waste my time.
This is Jonathan Kuminga story from Anscape, which is a part of ESPN. This is Jonathan Kuminga, you know, how's the communication? Do you talk about your role, et cetera, et cetera? And Jonathan Kuminga says, I don't ask coach about roles because I know what he's going to tell me. I don't waste my energy. I choose not to ask because nobody's going to tell me. It's whatever. You just have to find ways to do things when you get out there. Make plays, defend. I don't have a consistent role. I just play a role where I make sure I play defense and run the floor. I'm with you. Where do you start there?
Oh, man.
The snide comment would be, well, you're not really defending and running the floor as well as You think you are?
No doubt.
That's what's keeping you off the floor. But that's like the last thing I thought about.
Yeah. And Uncle Looney just, he hit the walk off to me in the chats, Donnie. You know, I've been romancing the stone with this, thinking, you know, we can get fixed and rectified. But that is a 6-star hotel checkout. That quote there, my man's here. You know what he's doing, Stoney? He's coexisting, and I'm sure they know it, and that hurt me. But that's a guy that's up out of here, man. I don't know what my role is. That I'm sure that hurts the coaching staff.
Wow. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
That's
a checkout.
It's Jonathan Kuminga transparency.
Yeah, no doubt.
And how we got to figure out how we're what's the strategy about talking about him and the Warriors this year,
and what you can get back when you do dangle him.
Yeah, let's go to Zach. We talked a little bit about great coaching jobs. We got a couple guys here. Zach in Redwood Shores.
Zach,
what's one of the best coaching jobs you've seen? Zach, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, guys? So I'm about to head to Eugene for the Indiana Oregon game, and I just needed to throw it out there. Kurt Cignetti, you're talking about historically one of the worst power four programs in the country, and he's just turned it around. And, you know, if we win this weekend, it puts us on the map, right? Like one of the national programs, like crazy. And then I know you mentioned, or Guru mentioned Al Davis, and there's a movie coming out.
Oh.
Christian Bale's cast as Al Davis.
Come on, no way! Christian!
Nicolas Cage as John Madden. I'm not sure when it's dropping, but I can't wait for that.
Oh my goodness! Christian Bale, Stoddy, Dark Knight! Oh man, thanks for that nugget. Hey, are you driving to Eugene or are you flying?
Nah, I'm flying.
There you go.
We're gonna head out pretty soon. So
have a blast, baby. Right. Al Davis, Christian Bale. Stoddy, I hadn't heard anything about that movie. Nicolas Cage, Madden, boom, bam. That made my day.
I don't know. Like, I just, some people are not reacting well to this. I just read the quote.
What you mean?
Like when you took it out of context. I read the whole quote. Did I read it? Maybe I could read it in a way
where it sounds better. How did you take it out of context, though?
I don't know.
People, they're like me. I'm like, I'm done. That hurt me. But they're in denial if they say you took that out of context.
This is an absolute business agreement for the next three or four months.
Wow, man.
That's what I believe.
Mm.
And I think we're going to see... I think we're going to see a fair amount of performances.
All right. Partner, you know me, man.
Warriors in East Texas. Talk about some great coaches. Hey, Warrior.
First of all, I want to apologize to Matt. He seems like he wasted his breath yesterday, and then you guys come to Kuminga and give an entire segment to him. Matt, you're a great job. Normally I say it's Steiny who's doing a great job, but Matt, I continue to tout you as program director of the year. Now, getting back to great coaching and great coaching moves, who can ever forget Bob Melvin sending out Lester to pitch the eighth inning in 2014? And then when Lester, who was already obviously arm was dead, instead of going to... Sean Doolittle pitched the eighth. He brings in Gregerson, who gives up two runs. That casts the Oakland A's the World Series, because I have no doubt they would have beat the Athletics would have beat the Giants in the World Series. Next great coaching, and let us not forget the worst coaching move in the history of not only professional sports but the entire world. When the 49ers gave that job to Tom Zula. So those are two things that continue to give the Warrior an upset stomach. Steiny, you're doing a great job. Matt, you did a great job, because since you've gotten there, Guru has gone from the middle of the heap to right behind Steiny for the best show that Sports Talk Radio, to include Monty Stickle, the first host, at KGO is done in the world of sports talk radio. Appreciate it. Have a great show. And the Warrior will continue to monitor as he continues to find himself across the United States. Wow. You guys take care.
All right. Thank you, Warrior. Appreciate all the kind words.
You thought Matt was you, huh? He was talking about Nahegan because we had shared no convenience. And Matt, our boss, didn't say that, but he was just, you know, tune out. Dude, how could you take that quote out of context? You just ran every word verbatim.
I understand. Like,
people are in denial. They're like me, Steiner. We want it to work out. That says what he's thinking. It's a wrap.
Like, it's a, okay, this is fair. 408, Boxer and Gershon, work injury attorneys, text line. Steiner, did mental gymnastics yesterday explain away Pod's comments as no big deal? Now when Kuminga answers the direct question, you got a problem with it. Give me a break. Oh. I don't have a problem with what Kuminga said and how he's approaching this. He's doing the best he can for a guy who doesn't want to be here. What I am saying is, please don't tell me that this is not a Warriors issue. They're going to have to figure this out. And the way they figure it out is maybe he doesn't play a lot, like at all, if he's not mentally ready to play. And I think you got to be,
wow.
If you were Steve Kerr,
and I go ahead,
how could you not have doubts about whether or not this guy's going to be able to bring it every single night?
Up until I heard that quote, I would say, Steiny, there are no doubts. But now I understand for him to go public and tell our guy Mark that. The coaches, Kerr, the owner, they know that's how he's feeling. So, Steiny, now anything that pops off or doesn't pop off, DMPs, I understand now. I know where he's coming from. I don't, you know, I haven't been there. I don't know what he's feeling. But that right there, like you said, is a business decision. And it's why people get divorced.
See, estimated eyes on the YouTube chat saying, he's not really doing the best. See, I think he is. I think the kid's trying. But I just think he's tried out. He's swimming upstream now. Yeah. I think this is really going to affect just his approach. I felt like against the Portland Trailblazers, he was, you know, I thought he was conscientious. Like, I'm not saying he went out there and he didn't care. I'm not saying that. He looks unsure of himself and he looks like he doesn't fit in right now.
Yeah.
So he's either got to figure out how to fit in or maybe you just kind of bury him. I don't know.
Well, we don't want that to happen. And this team being old as it is, you need his youth. But Steiny, let me just take it one step further. You're a smart man. If you're a coach and you heard that, let's just say it's the first time you heard that, you're Kerr, what are you saying to yourself?
I'm not surprised.
Before you answer, I'd be like, you kid me.
No, I know.
Did you put that out there?
No. Kerr doesn't.
Steiny, I'm not going. It's not going to do anything. It doesn't matter. What? That, I'm flabbergasted. You could call me stupid.
Dude, he's been doing this for 4 years. Like, I'm not criticizing. Like, I understand.
No, he gave us the scoreboard of where it's at to me. And that's what's crushing me right now. I'm trying to deal with it. Steiny, that is over. I don't go to, oh, man.
You know, I'm worried that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm excited about this movie and Christian Bale.
About what?
This Al Davis movie and Christian Bale.
The when is it coming out?
It's an early production.
What's it called? Just Win, Baby?
What would you call that? I would call it Al. Just Win, Baby,
nah,
might be.
I can't do that.
You can't steal it.
No, I'd be stealing from Paul Simon. You can call me Eddie, or you can call me Al. You know, call me Al. You never heard that song?
No, that, he stole that from Morris Day. You can call me if you need someone to talk to.
That's a different
call
tune.
Call me.
Like, did you purposely try to steal my thunder?
I'm in a good mood.
Okay, I just sang, and then like I'm let my thing marinate. But no,
I did try to.
You got to be the Rolling Stones.
We got acting at 1 o'clock hour.
We know what the
yeah? Evan produced it.
What's the? We wait till the time to give the scene?
Yeah, Evan will help us out.
All right. By the way, we got Mike Dunleavy coming up at 12:30 today. General manager of the Golden State Warriors. We could also get into the on the other side leading up to Mike. Did you see the GM survey that they do every year?
I do look forward
every
to
year?
It. I didn't get every answer, but I thought a certain coach here in the Bay got some love. Steve Kerr.
I didn't see him on the list.
Yeah. Evan gave me a category he was in.
Was he?
It. Yeah.
To me, the interesting thing was the very last one where they talked about what could be some possible changes to make the game better. Some of these I liked.
Yeah.
I liked a lot. We can get into those on the other side.
I don't know why people are mad at the heave rule. I love it. It's a nothing burger. But don't have guys not heaving the ball at the end of quarters or halves because they're worried about their field goal percent. It won't count. I like that. I have no problem with it.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe they'll stop counting shots when a guy takes it with his opposite hand. To make sure that nobody's got a real bad... I can't believe how these guys just get catered to. They just get catered to time and time and time and time again.
Is there any jealousy that I detect? What do you mean cater?
They're just... It's all about building up their egos and building up their numbers and like...
That's called life.
You don't even know, like...
It's everywhere.
It's just ridiculous. You don't want to play, you don't have to play. You want to be load managed, you can be load managed.
Well, they've cracked down on that.
You want to, you know, you want to, let's inflate everybody's clutch ability by saying that everything's clutch so that
I'll give you that
it doesn't
part.
Matter.
I'll give you that one. I'll give you
give
that
me
part.
A break.
Nell Carter.
It's cosmetic crap.
One of your best rants ever.
And that,
oh, we
you
got
know.
What's bugging you today, too? Oh. Why do you act like it's a term paper?
Because I don't have one on the top of my head right now. Oh, boy. All right. Hold on a sec here.
Dude. Just, I don't have...
Mike Dunleavy at 12:30.
Man, that's 40 minutes.
It is 40 minutes. All right. Head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 95.7 The Game. That segment brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.